Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, ay, bienvenidos to another episode. Mira, yo estoy tan contenta ahora porque, mira, yo tengo una latina on my podcast, y you know, you guys know how I feel about my latinas, because I am very proud Afro-Latina, and I just love seeing all women, you know, doing their thing and having their brands. But I am just excited about this brand because, one, the domain itself, the name of her brand, it says it all. And right there, you're going to be like, yeah, you'll never forget her. You'll never forget her. She's amazing. But before I get into the podcast today, I want to say this para todo el mundo que está escuchando. Lo que tú escuchas hoy and any of my podcasts, whatever you listen to in my podcast, always remember to do your own research and, you know, these are conversations that we have. Go and look at different websites and see what's right for your body. So anytime we talk about fitness and self, you know, help and getting involved, and just do your research and always talk to your doctors before you do anything. Te tengo que dar un disclosure porque yo los conozco a ustedes. No me van a venir con una multa después. Dice, ah, yo me fui a hacer esta yoga y me partí. I went to go do yoga and I got something messed up me up. No. Always do your own research and make sure that you do for your body. So before anything, I want to introduce to you Natalia Tavilo, and she is the founder of, go ahead, Natalia, you can go ahead and tell them. Tell us yoga a little bit about you. Yes, yoga for all bodies. Do you guys, ustedes escuchan eso? Yoga for all bodies. I just dropped the mic right there because, oye, we need that. We need that in this world. That the name of your brand, Natalia, is already like so positive. And I want you to tell our audience a little bit about you and how did you start Yoga for All Bodies? And cuéntanos, cuéntanos.
Te cuento. Hi, everybody. My name is Natalia and I'm from Chile. That's why I have this beautiful accent. Soy chilena. Hola a los chilenos que están escuchando. And I'm so happy to be here to be talking about yoga for all bodies that mm-hmm. started when I started my yoga practice. I was in a larger body and I was ashamed, afraid of going to a yoga studio to practice. Mm-hmm. And when I got the courage to do it, all the cues, all the instructions, all the teachers, the cues didn't work for my body. So I felt so left out, so unseen. I remember perfectly the day I decided to create Yoga for All Bodies. It was after a class in which they were teaching crow pose, la pose del gallo.
Y como, and, el, oh, la pas, el pose del gallo. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Crow's pose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they gave the instruction and I was sitting there. And I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah. So,
because of my personality, I went home and I started researching variations mm-hmm. for crow pose, because I don't mm-hmm. say modifications. I yeah. think everything is yoga, 100% yoga. So modifications is out of my language.
Mm-hmm, of course. And,
yes. And every time I hear a teacher say, if you need to modify, oh, I die on my inside.
yeah. So you, yeah, go ahead. I have questions, but go ahead. I'm interested. Sigue.
So I researched and I realized that a lot of people is left out and unseen mm-hmm. of the yoga practice. So I at that time, I was working at the front desk in a yoga studio. Mm-hmm. And I had the wish of becoming a yoga teacher. But one more time, I was super self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And the owner, Andrea from Satori, if she's listening, she encouraged me to become a yoga teacher. So I said, okay, let's do it. I just followed my heart and did it. And I think it was the best decision of my life because now I can really share I mean, my head is the whole day creating variations, different options for you can really own your practice. So, yes.
I love that. You know, I love that. A mí me encanta eso because, first of all, how many times, you guys, we go into a class, and this is actually why I love my personal trainer, too. And I love yoga, but I felt the same way as you. Like, yo entraba, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do that pose, porque yo tengo el culo grande. Like, my butt is so big. So, I'm like, if I go and do that, I feel like, oh, it's not, first of all, I'll fall and I just feel so self-conscious too. And I love that you said that there was a need. You realized that there was a need. And para todo el mundo escuchando, like, think of this time of your life that you feel that there is a need and nobody is out there. And this is the time for you. If you're a business owner and you're thinking about something, like, this is an inspiration that you can use your real life. Now, I want to talk to you, Natalia, about the preconception and opinions about yoga, because you walked in the class, right? And I know nuestra cultura, our culture, tú dices la palabra yoga, and they're like, some people are like, yay, and some people are like, So these misconceptions about yoga and their opinions, how do you, like, when somebody says, well, I'll never be able to do that, and it's like downward dog, right? What do you say to them? What do you say to them? And by the way, downward dog can be really difficult. I know for me when I first started, but what do you say to them about these preconceptions that, you know, that, oh, you have to be a certain size to do yoga, or you have to do, like, ¿qué lo que tú le dices a esa gente? What do you tell them?
I always say that erase all that messages that you have in your head, because it's not like that. You have to always adapt the poses to your body, to your needs, instead of trying to make your body fit, for example, in a pose that you're seeing on Instagram. No. Yoga is an invitation to be with yourself, to enjoy your body just the way it is. There's no a goal, there's no a performance, because that's why it's called practice. Every day you show up to your mat and it's going to be different. So you have amazing tools for success that are your props, your blocks, your bolsters, your pillow. And I also like to normalize and really encourage the use of these props, because sometimes people say, no, I don't need props. But you know, props are tools for success, to really own your practice. And when someone also, the thing I always get, I'm not flexible, I can't do yoga. And the other day, I don't remember where I read it, but it was a quote that said, saying that you're not flexible enough to practice yoga is like saying you're too dirty to have a bath. Something like that. And it's true.
Wow.
Yes. And it's true, because you're practicing yoga to live better in your own body. That's why I think everybody can practice, no matter your size, shape, abilities, experience. Yoga is for all the bodies.
Yeah, I love that. And you, tú tienes a quote. You have that quote on your website. You say you don't have to be thin, strong, or flexible to live, you know, and in your own practice. Me encanta eso, because, you know, we see these things, and I love how you mentioned it. People go on Instagram, they go on all these social media, they go on Pinterest, and they start seeing all these, like, cool poses, and then their focus is not, it becomes something else. It's like, okay, they just want to do that pose either for a picture, or they just want to do that pose because they think they're going to get, like, this ominous, you know, I don't know, tranquility because that one pose. But no, yoga is internal as well. Can you explain that to everybody listening? Because yoga es algo bien físico, pero también es, tiene que tener la mentalidad, porque como tú dices, todos los días tú vas y tú haces algo diferente. Esa posición algunas veces, hoy va a ser bien difícil, mañana a lo mejor va a ser bien fácil, o no fácil, pero mejor. And what I'm trying to say for everybody listening is that one day to another, your practice could change. And I want to really talk about the mindset of the internal yoga and not just the external. So can you talk a little bit about that? Not the physical, but the internal yoga?
Yes, of course. I mean, every time you step on your yoga mat, you are coming from a place in which maybe you are super stressed. Maybe you had a fight with, I don't know, with your loved one, with your kids. And especially, I think women, we live in a constant fight with ourselves, with our body, with our minds, with external pressures that sometimes are not even there. So yoga is an invitation to really slow down. You need to focus on the sensations of your body, focus on your breath. And every time I start my classes, I invite my students to bring their hands on their heart, to notice their heartbeat. Because sometimes we are so disembodied. And it actually happened to me on one of my first yoga practices in a studio. It was in a yin yoga class. And the teacher, she told us, bring the hands on your heart. And I think I haven't felt my heartbeat, I don't know, in 5 years. So for me, that was for me a moment of revelation. I started crying and I said, oh my God, I'm here. I'm living in my body. This is what I'm feeling today. And that's how I started my own healing journey, because I'm convinced, I know. And that's why I teach yoga, that yoga gave me the tools to become my own best friend.
Yeah, it's, you know, I love that, because it's not, it's like a place of solitude within you, and it's a reflection. Es como un espejo. It's like a mirror in a way. Yes. And para todo el mundo escuchando, for everybody listening, you know, I love that she said that she put her hand on her heart and she felt it, she heard it, she embodied it. And how many times in our lives we're in and out, we're rushing, we're doing this. And I mean, I'm like una loca alguna vez. And I have to learn how to breathe. And breathing is so important. And when yo tengo una ansiedad, or when I feel anxiety, or estoy frustrada, if I'm very frustrated, I have to remember to breathe. Because if I don't breathe, then my emotions are going to be based on that temporary situation. And yoga is something near and dear to my heart. When I was really, really sick in República Dominicana, and I'm going to talk to, that's my next question for you. But when I used to live back in my country, yoga was something very, it was not popular at all. And it's popular here and there over there, but not like, you know, it's only a certain type of people that might, you know, do it or sit in certain neighborhoods. And I went in there and I saw all these Dominican women really doing it. And they said, esto es como mi rosario. This is like my rosary. This is my, you know, my misa. This is my church. This is my, and I love it because it's all connecting with, and when I was going through my medical conditions and stuff, and I started to take it, I thought of it like on my own ceremony, my ceremony with my body and loving every part of my body. I have been doing a lot of episodes about body positivity, and Natalia, because, you know, I come very transparent with everybody on my podcast and my volunteer community that body positivity is not just about looking at yourself and saying, oh yeah, I love myself. It's more than that. And it's yes, it's more than that. And it's adding these rituals. Like, even if you guys do, like, check out her classes, and we're going to talk about that at the end. But even if you do like 10 minutes, or, you know, one day you do 10 minutes and then 15 minutes, and then you just sit with self, yoga is more, like Natalia was saying, it's more than just a physical. I love, love, love that you said that. Te quiero preguntar, I want to talk to you about la cultura y la tradición de nosotros, like our cultures and our traditions. Is that something that was a block in the beginning of trying to explain to a different culture, or, you know, your own culture, or based on your traditions, that sometimes they might go on the more religious side and not knowing that es una misa para nuestra, you know, el alma de nosotros? Like, what do you say that to someone when someone says, no entiendo yoga, I really don't get yoga, like, I don't understand about going within? ¿Qué tú dices? Y eso es contra, claro, de la cultura, because sometimes, you know, the culture is just, it's different. It's a generational thing. We didn't do it. And you know what? Many people did do it in different cultures, but in some cultures they didn't. So I want to ask you, did your culture do that? And in Chile, did they, back in the day, did it practice? Because I know los dominicanos, damas, they only did merengue, bachata, y salsa. They never did no yoga. Okay, so I know that for a fact, because I know my history, but for my country. But how about you? Like, have you faced those things with your culture and the traditions and yoga and all that mix?
Yes, I mean, in Chile, it's not super popular, and the most practiced style is Iyengar yoga, that is super strict. Actually, I took some classes, Iyengar in Chile, and it was like, you can't sigh, don't drink water in between. And for me, I mean, no, for me that didn't work. And until this day, it doesn't work. Because I give permission for the students to explore their own experience. Because if you really want to connect with yourself, you have to honor your body, honor the sensations, and honor the invitations of your body. So, yes, so in Chile it happened that, and I come from a very open-minded family, so they practice yoga also and everything. But in the societies, yes, sometimes they say, is that a cult?
Yeah!
When are you chanting, what are we invoking? Things like that. So
it's for example, true.
In my classes, I don't chant because one, I don't feel comfortable doing it because you can disrespect the tradition. So until I'm super, I don't know, trained, studying that, I think I can offer it. So I teach from my own experience. I had trouble getting into the poses. I also suffer from chronic migraines that cause me pain in my joints. And sometimes my yoga practice is just sitting on a chair and doing gentle stretch. And that is also yoga. You don't need to be standing on your head or Cirque du Soleil stuff. No.
Yeah, I love that. You don't have to keep up with, you know, Johnny, Maria, Margarita. You don't have to keep up with Shirley. And I'm saying these are all people, like just makeup people. You know, I'm just making it up because people are like, oh my God, I can't do that pose and I want to do it. And it's not about that. And I wanted to speak specifically from my moms out there listening, especially on my podcast. I'm a mommy. So I know that even breathing techniques or stretching stuff and getting movement with your children is so important. Do you offer classes for la mami, su bebé, and toddlers and stuff?
Not yet, but I'm training that. So I'm preparing to offer that. Right now I teach, all my classes are all for all bodies. So I teach prenatal yoga for all bodies, yin yoga for all bodies, gentle yoga, all the styles. So yes, I'm adding and I'm cumpliendo mi promesa of making yoga for all the bodies. So yes, it is in my plans because I think about myself. If I wish I would have had the tools that yoga gave me when I was growing up, when I was 10, when I was a teenager, because it's just teaching, feeling, and embracing how awesome you are at the end of the day.
I love that. Oh my God, Natalia, you are a breath of fresh air. Tan positiva. A mí me encanta. And for everybody listening, you guys, you have to join her mailing list. I'm going to put all the information down her Instagram and her website. I'm actually looking at some classes so that I can take some classes. And what's good about it, you guys can take it in Zoom. So no importa si tú vives en Puerto Rico, vives en Nueva York, Miami, it doesn't matter where you're at. You guys can still practice with her. And like she said, she makes it, she's being real with you. She's not saying that she's going to, you know, chant these things and do all this stuff, and from all she's herself, and you guys can listen to this, her transparency of her realness of, you know, how she practices, and that will always translate into your practice and welcoming, because you're welcoming her in your home as well as you Zoom in. But mi última preguntita, oh my God, I had so much fun talking to you. I love to ask a really fun question. What would you say is your superwoman power?
Ooh, I have a lot.
Wow.
No, but I would say, I think I'm light. I'm light and I share that with others. Sometimes people look at me and they just smile. So for me, I think that's a gift because I can really, share my light with others.
I love that you share your light with others. And guess what? It will keep on sharing because the light, if you keep it up, it's going to be sharing to more and more families and different people. And I love that. Thank you so much, Natalia. I also want to talk about my last thing before we go, before we let Natalia go. I'm going to put all the links on there. So don't worry, you guys, you don't have to DM me or email me. I mean, you can still DM me or email me. I still love you, but I'm going to put it on there so you guys can check out her classes. And on our volunteer travel, our volunteer community, I am going to look for, and this is my mission and my goal, because I would love to get Natalia involved as well. So if you guys want to, you know, figure out, pick her brain, email her. If you're thinking about, you know, being a trainer, I mean, not a trainer, but teaching yoga, or if you have a chronic disease or chronic pain, and I hate saying the word disease, but chronic anything, and you're not an ailment mm-hmm. or some of some sort, and you want to maybe start yoga, and you have these little questions, mándale un email a ella, pregúntale toda la pregunta. You will not get information by being quiet. You will not get information from someone real and not Google. Now, Google will always give you, they will give you like the, here is the response. But also for volunteer, I'm going to do my very, very best to find an organization that maybe we can get together and do a class for a nonprofit for Yoga for All Bodies. So I'm going to let you I'm going to let you know so that we can do that, to just spread awareness about body positivity and self-awareness, self-care, self-love. And muchísimas gracias, Natalia. Hasta la próxima, todo el mundo. Muchísimas gracias para escuchar el podcast hoy. And trust me, I bet you guys learned something and you're ready to get on the mat. And if you are, ay, te iba a preguntar, Natalia, if somebody is looking for those accessories, like a mat, if they're beginning and they need a mat and all that, do you have anywhere on your website that they can kind of see where to get those, you know, where to buy a mat? Or because there's a lot of people who they might buy a mat and just be like, okay, is there a special mat? Should they be buying this? Should they buy a block? Do you have somewhere in your site that they can check it out?
Yes, sometimes I share, but my biggest advice is don't focus so much on that. Just go, even on your carpet, even on your bed.
I love yoga. It. Oh my God, I love it. Tú ves, tú sabes. Mira, ustedes están escuchando. Esta muchacha es bien chévere. I tell you. All right, Natalia, hasta la próxima. Muchísimas gracias. And remember, gracias. You guys, have an amazing day. You don't have to be rich or famous to help people. Adios. Bye. Wepa. Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.